So what's new in your world, man?
Nothing. I'm trying to grow a mustache.
We're on the topic of mustaches. Is that right?
2 weeks, and I still got nothing, so.
Oh, man.
Maybe one day.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No stashes.
Yeah, I'm in the same place I'm always at, man. I got to do laundry. You know? So,
yeah, well.
It's a tough life. It really is. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. Just telling Jerry Ann, I'm wearing this I'm wearing two ribbed shirts today, I realized. I'm wearing like this gray button-up thing, and the pocket on it is so big and so low, it's almost to my belly button. That's how ridiculous this shirt is. And then underneath it, I'm wearing a wife beater, and I never wear wife beaters. And that's how low on clothes I am, out of undershirts.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to think of how a pocket that stretches onto your belly button would be convenient at all, or at all necessary.
Yeah, I know. Well, it looks like a regular pocket. It looks like it's just badly placed, doesn't it, Jerry Ann?
Yeah.
Looks like it should be up a couple inches and over. I don't know. I mean, it really is like, it's a breast pocket, but it's more like a National Geographic breast pocket. You know, it really dips down there.
Well, there's a number of people you can blame for that.
Yeah. But luckily, it's cold as hell in the studio. And, right, Jerry Ann, you can't even tell that I'm poking through this shirt because of the benefits of that ribbed A shirt. That wife beater suppresses any pokage.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I know all about that.
Do you? Yeah.
I do.
It's embarrassing. You think it's bad if a woman gets caught with them poking out. That's somewhat attractive. You know, a guy does it.
It's worse when a guy does it. There's nothing really to look at.
Unless you have Mickelson boob, you know.
Well.
And then you got some babies there.
I'll give you that one.
I appreciate that, man.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.